Okay. The CM will take place at the back end, meaning at the 9:30 part. I'll be running the CM itself, the specific CM. Okay, so let's see if any comments aside. Okay, so now what I want to do is the following. Let's talk about, I'm going to share a screen with you, and this way you could follow along sources inside without me just quoting and you not seeing them. So this is a website called Safaria. Safaria.org is a great website where you can put together Mayer Mokomos. Here it is, and screen. Okay, here, stop share, 1 second. Okay, there's Safaria, and share screen, and show all windows. Okay, got it. Okay, so you see here on the left is the sources itself, so let's follow along as we begin. Okay, so the Parsha tells us by Yitro, right, they're going up the mountain, it's Har Sinai. Lo siga bo yad ki sakol yisakel o yora yere, right, you shall not touch the mountain, because you will surely be stoned. Im behema im ish lo yichya, bim shoch hayovel hema ya'alu bahar, right, you shall go up the mountain, right, one should go up the mountain, and be careful, you first were not allowed to touch the mountain, but after a certain time, the Jews are going to be allowed to go up the mountain. Rashi says, what does it mean, bim shoch hayovel? So look at the second source. Kishayim shoch hayovel kol aruch, when there is a long sound that's blasted, hu simun siluk hashchina, it's a sign the shchina has stopped, bahafsaka sakol, and the voice stops, kevan sheistalik heim reshoyim la'alos, once it stops, you're allowed to go up the mountain. At that point, you're allowed to go up the mountain. Okay? So at first, they were not allowed to go up the mountain, right? They weren't supposed to go up. And then all of a sudden, at a certain point, they were able to go up the mountain itself. You see, it wasn't forever. What do you take away from this? What I take away from this is the Kedusha of Har Sinai. The Kedusha of Har Sinai was not eternal. It was for a temporary amount of time. You couldn't touch the mountain. You had to stay back. And then at a certain point when the shofar is blown, at that point, the Shekhinah clears and you're allowed to go up Har Sinai. And it's like any other mountain in the world. It's no different than any other mountain. Okay, that's Har Sinai. Har Sinai, once the Shekhinah left, the voice, the shofar blast went out. Once the shofar blast went out, you can climb on Har Sinai. You could run around on Har Sinai. Doesn't make a difference. Now let's talk about the Beis HaMikdash, right? Now let's talk about the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says as follows. Okay, those who are entering now, we're dedicating this shiur in memory of Moshe Shlomo Bas Saratova. Bas Saratova, here we go. So the Beis HaMikdash is the opposite, that we hold the Kaimalan Kedusha Rishona. We hold that when it comes to the first Beis HaMikdash, look at here, I'll show you the Rambam right below. Rambam says here, Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Kol Makam Shen Lo Nase B'chol Eilu, right? Whenever you don't set up the Beis HaMikdash in this way, Ein Kaddish Gamor, it's not totally Kaddish. V'Ze She'osa Ezra Shtei Todos, and what Ezra did, keep going, and here it is, U'Bama Niskatcha B'Kedusha Rishona, the first Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, She'kitcha Shlomo, She'hu Kidesh Ha'azarav Yerushalayim L'Shaisan, V'Kidashtan L'Asid Lavo. That first Kedusha was a Kedusha that was for a time, and it was a Kedusha that was permanent. Okay? So think of this. This is the first problem. Why was the Kedusha of Har Sinai a temporary Kedusha, but the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash was an eternal Kedusha? What was the difference between the two? What was the difference between the two? So I'll show you the following idea. The difference between the two was this. The Kedusha of Har Sinai was a koach of Isarusa de la'ela. What's Isarusa de la'ela? Isarusa de la'ela means an awakening from above. It's a Kedusha that started from Hashem. That doesn't come from human. That comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash was because of Klal Yisrael. We created that. We built it. What an unbelievable idea you see here. That there's a difference between Kedusha that starts from Hashem versus Kedusha that starts from us. Kedusha that starts from Hashem isn't forever. You would think it's the opposite, right? But the difference is because you built it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu values that which you yourself built. And that's why the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash stays, even though the building is no longer there. even though it was longer than, and minutes after Har Sinai and the giving of the Torah, Jews could use it like a playground. They could run up and down and do whatever they want. Because a Kedusha that's not worked on by human hands is not an eternal Kedusha. Not an eternal Kedusha. This is a Yesod that you see is true from numerous places. Let me share with you another spot where this Yesod is true. The Gemara in Psachim, if you look here, the fourth source on the page. Okay? Very related, we're going to have Yontif coming up, and it's always tricky what you do in terms of Havdalah after Shabbos, after Yontif, what you do in different situations. The Gemara in Psachim says, Yontif shechalias achar Shabbos, when you have a Yontif that falls after a Shabbos. This year you have a Shabbos after the Yontif. When you have a Yontif that falls after the Shabbos, you do a Yakna. Yakna is Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, then Havdalah. Shmuel says you do Yanhak, Yayin, Ner, Havdalah, and Kiddush. What you see is missing from either version is they both don't mention anything about the Besamim, right? If Motzei Shabbos is a Yontif, they don't mention anything about making Besamim. So the Rashbam in his commentary on the side, this I'm giving you Tosfos over here, Tosfos says, source 5, Uma She'ein Maskir Besamim, the reason why Besamim isn't mentioned, Perish Rashbam, Detam Besamim Mishum Ibud Neshama Yesera. The reason why you do a Bracham Besamim after Shabbos is because you're losing the extra Neshama. You were given an extra Neshama on Shabbos, and now it's gone, right? And now it's taken away. Once Shabbos is over, you lose it. So to console your Neshama, who's now without the Neshama Yesera, you make a Besamim. But on Yontif, when you go from Shabbos into a Yontif, you also have a Neshama Yesera. Right, you also have a shamis here, and therefore, if Motzei Shabbos is a yontif, there's no reason to make the besamim. Your soul's not sad because the neshama yaseir is still there. Says Tosfos, his problem with the Rashbam. V'kasha, de'im kein, but Motzei yontif amai lo takinu besamim. Motzei yontif, why didn't they make a takana of besamim then? Meaning, if the whole reason when it's Motzei Shabbos that leads into a yontif, you don't make a bori mine besamim, why? Because that besamim is going to lead, because you still have yontif and you can have an Isham Yaseira. Then wait a second, says Tosfos. Then how come when yontif goes out, we don't make besamim? If on yontif you get an Isham Yaseira, how come when yontif is out, you don't make a bori mine besamim? So says Tosfos. Bahacha ein maskir besamim. You don't make a besamim. Why? Mishum de simchas yontif v'achila v'shtia moil kumo besamim. Because the simchas yontif that you put into it, the simcha of the shtia and the drinking and the eating, v'yesh tamim lo nechon was a tam nika nacham beikar. This seems to be a very right reason that with yontif, the simcha that you did doesn't need you to make besamim afterwards. So when you end the yontif, you don't make a borim ne besamim. When you end the yontif, you don't make a borim ne besamim. So think about that for a moment. Okay, let's think about that for a moment. I'm going to stop the share. So what comes out from here is you have a machlokas why you don't make a bori mine besamim when you have a Shabbos that goes into a yontif. According to the Rashbam, it's because you have an neshama yaseira. You have an extra neshama on yontif. The Tosfos, though, had a problem with that. If that's the case, how come when yontif's over, you don't make a bori mine besamim? And therefore, he said, because since you have this joy on yontif itself, you don't need to make a bori mine besamim after yontif. However, the Ramban, Nachmanides, writes in his Sefer Emunah and Bitachon, he says like this, a different reason. The eino mistalekes, the neshama yaseira does not leave. Eino mistalekes, v'cholu shomod, v'lo b'yotze monta yontif v'chol, af al pi shein cholomod, shalachain ein mavarchin al besamim b'motze yontif. See, there's a difference between Shabbos and yontif. By Motzei Shabbos, you make a bracha on the besamim because the neshama yaseira that you received coming in left. But according to the Ramban, the reason you don't make a bari mine besamim after yontif, right? Again, because of Tosfos, the reason you don't is because you had such a great time Shabbos day, yontif day. But according to Ramban, the reason you don't make a bari mine besamim after yontif is very clear. The reason you don't is because it stays with you. The neshama yaseira stays with you. So here's the question. How come when it comes to Yontif, when Yontif leaves, the Neshama Yaseira, the extra Neshama stays with you. But when Shabbos leaves, the extra Neshama does not stay with you. Okay? How come the difference? So answers the Avnei Nezer in his Shein Mishmuel, based along the lines that we've been saying. Anything that we get as a chesed from Shemayim, anything that we get as a chesed from Shemayim, can't last. It's a freebie. It's a, you know, the mushal that was given, Rav Dessler gives a great mushal. Rav Dessler says, why does a parent hold the baby's hands when it's learning how to walk? And then the parent lets go. Why does the parent let go? See, the reason the parent held the baby's hands was to teach the baby how to walk. But that can't last forever. It can't just be the parent is holding the baby's hand the whole way through. At a certain point, the parent must let go and the baby has to walk on its own. So the Kedusha that comes from Hashem, it can't last. It's not your own. It's given to you as a gift. It's a freebie. You have to work on it and make it your own. You know, a similar mashal, the Gemara Nida says that when a person, learns the Torah in the womb, right? In the womb, we're taught the entire Torah. And then when we come out, a malach hits us over the nose and we forget the entire Torah. So wait a second. Why were we given the whole Torah if we were made to forget the whole thing anyways? Like, why give us the whole thing just to take it away? So says Rav Dessler, the same idea, and Rav Yisrael Salanter says the same idea, that we were given the entire Torah, like teaching a baby how to walk. So you now have in your head what it is you're working for, but you couldn't keep that Torah because it was a freebie, and you can't keep a freebie Torah. The only Torah that lasts is a Torah that, that's going to stay with you forever. It's a Torah that you do your work, that you put in, that you learned yourself. So let's come back to our question. How come with Yontif, after it's over, the Neshama Yaseira doesn't leave you? And the Ramban says that's why you don't need Besamim. Because the Kedusha of Shabbos comes whether you do anything or not. That comes from Hashem. Kedusha of Shabbos comes from Hashem, whether you put anything into it or not. By the way, there's still a value of you putting something into it. The Sefer Be'er Mayim Chaim says that how come for some people Shabbos is amazing and for some people Shabbos is so hard. It's so difficult. You can't wait till it's over. Got to get back to the texting, to the phones, to this and that. How come you have a difference between the two? So he says like this, the Be'er Mayim Chaim says, it's like creating a well of water in your yard. The water could be sweet or the water could be bitter. It depends what pipes you have in the ground. If you work hard to put in great pipes, then the water coming through is going to be sweet and protected from the mud. If you put in lousy, cheap pipes, the water is going to taste bitter. The same thing with Shabbos. Shabbos changes based on how much you put into making the Shabbos nice, how much effort you put into preparing and getting the Shabbos ready. Okay, so now back to us. Shabbos is a gift from Hashem. The Kedusha comes on its own. But when it comes to Yontif, itself, that we declare the Yontif. We declare the Kedusha of the Yontif. You know, the Kedusha of the Yontif was established by the Beis Din, humans going and declaring this is Yontif. So that's a huge difference between the two. The Kedusha of Yontif is a Kedusha that comes through our work. The Kedusha of Shabbos is a Kedusha that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's work, from Hashem's work. And therefore, that's why it doesn't last. Hashem says, my Torah is not going to last. It's a freebie Torah. It's a freebie Shabbos. The Yontif is what you work on, and it becomes your gifts. That's the first idea I want to share with you, the difference between Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Shabbos versus Kedusha Yontif. I want to teach you another idea as we go a little further, closer towards the Siyam. Okay, again, the purpose now is I want to give you a little bit of tour of Shas, so you see what's out there, some of the amazing stuff that's out there. Look at source number 7, very apropos to our time. The hero of this time during the Omer was Rabbi Akiva, who started over after he lost everything. And the Gemara in Sota Memtes Amid Aleph, see their source Zion, says, Mishameis Rabbi Akiva, Batal Kavod HaTorah. When Rabbi Akiva died, we lost Kavod HaTorah. Right? The honor and dignity of Torah was gone once Rabbi Akiva left the world. What does that mean and why is that? Rashi says, Shahayanosen libo lidrosh kol kotz v'kotz shel kol os. Because Rabbi Akiva knew how to learn a halacha from every single letter, every single dot, every single part of the Torah. Rabbi Akiva knew how to darshan from it. And that was the Kavod HaTorah that it's talking about. When Rabbi Akiva died, there wasn't anybody around anymore who can learn the Torah in that way. He knew how to find new things constantly in the Torah. Yep, I saw the Zohar says, Umiyome de Icharev Bei Mikdasha, from the day that the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, Ubatlo Korban, and the Korbanos were finished, Leistle LaHakadosh Baruch Hu Elamilin de Oraisa Va Oraisa Dischadish Bepume. All that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has is the Chedushei Torah. So what do you see from this? That Rabbi Akiva brought into the world an amazing ability that a Jew, no matter how many times we learn the Torah, no matter how many thousands of times we've seen the Torah, you can always find something new in it. And that's what Hashem wants us to find a new chiddush in the Torah itself. We can always find new ideas. You know, people always ask me, Rabbi, do you have a Dvar Torah I could say? right? Can you get me, find me a Dvar Torah? I always look at it like this. If you understand this Zohar and what we're learning here is that the whole Torah is filled with new ideas. The whole Torah is filled with Chiddush. I work backwards. Open the Chumash wherever. It doesn't make a difference. Open the Chumash wherever, because right there will be a new idea waiting to find you. No matter what, you can open any pasuk in the world, any place in the world that you open, the Torah is waiting there to find you where you're at. And that's the amazing thing, right? That's the amazing thing in Torah. You could always find Chiddush HaTorah. So what we learn here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what God has in the world, is God has the ability to find, wants us to find Chiddush HaTorah, wants us to find new ideas, right? Wants to find new ideas. There's an interesting Gemara. When we talk about why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, okay? What happened? Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? So listen to this interesting answer. Everybody knows the famous reasons, right? There was sinas chinam, there was hatred towards each other. Those are famous reasons. But the Gemara in Nedarim gives a different reason. The Gemara in Nedarim says, right, what happened? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Mai Dichtiv, Mia Isha Chacham, Be'yivin Adzos, Davar Zed Nisha Lachachamu L'Nevi'im, V'lo Pirshu, they couldn't explain it until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself explained. Right? Vayomer Hashem al Azvam es Torasi. Hainu lo shimu b'koli. They didn't listen to my voice. What does it mean? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, she'ein mevarchin b'Torah tchila. That before learning Torah, they didn't make a birkas haTorah. Before you learn Torah, they all should be making a birkas haTorah. That's why the Beis HaMikdash was. Why is that such a big deal? They didn't make a bracha before learning Torah. They didn't make the birkas haTorah. That's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. That was the big deal. So say the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yonah. What does it mean? Mashma she'ozva es haTorah, v'lo hayu isakim bo. No, of course they were learning. It doesn't mean they left behind my Torah. Of course they were learning. Rather, what does it mean? Rather, it means you hear that? When you don't make a bracha before Torah learning, it means it's not important to you. It's like reading anything else. It's like reading any other book. It's like opening up whatever book you have, whatever shtus you have, and just read it. It's like Harry Potter. You read Harry Potter, same thing. I read Torah, I read Harry Potter. I read anything, it's the same thing. But by making a bracha before Torah learning, you're showing it's not the same as everything else. Hashem wants me to enjoy the great literature of the world, the great writings of the world, but don't put it on the same level. It's not the same thing, and that's what we do when we make a Birkas HaTorah. Okay? Now, here's the question. How did the Chachamim of that generation that led to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, how did they not recognize, right? How could they not recognize this at that moment, right? How could they not recognize that this is what, that this is actually what led to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash? How do they know, how do they not realize when they were learning Torah, not appreciating it, okay? So says the Gemara in Pesachim. Let's share back the screen. Here we go. So the Gemara in Pesachim says the following. Share screen, and there we are. Pesachim Nunam Beis. Famous line. Kedrav Yehuda, da Amar of Yehuda Amarav, la'olam yasuk adam betorah u'mitzvos, afal pi shelo lishma, shemetoch shelo lishma balishma. A person should always learn Torah, because even though they're learning shelo lishma, even though they're right now, they're not learning for the right reason, eventually it will become lishma. Eventually the reason will become lishma, and they'll find the right reason. Okay, they'll be able to find the right reason. If they start learning shelo lishma, they will be able to then learn lishma. Okay, mitok shelo lishma balishma. Famous line. Okay, further question is, don't we know the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed for the big three, right? Wasn't the Beis HaMikdash destroyed for the big three, right? Sinas chinam, avodah zarah, gilui arayos. What does it mean? Because they didn't appreciate Torah. So I want to share with you an amazing medrash. I love this medrash. Remember this one? It's so amazing. Okay, look at this here. The Shmos Rabba says, okay. Sha'adur etzlechem eini yachol aniach et biti. Kach amar kadosh baruch hu liyisrael. Natati lechem et haTorah. I gave you the Torah. Lifrosh heimenu einenu yachol. To separate from the Torah, I cannot separate. I can't just give it to you and get rid of it from me. Lomar lechem al titluhu eini yachol. Ela b'chol makam shetem olchem bayis echad asu l'shevetochol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something unbelievable. I can't just give you the Torah and get rid of it on my end. I want to be with the Torah. And I can't exactly just leave. I can't leave where I am. My Kodesh Baruch Hu has his abode. So the Medrash has this amazing mashal of God saying, fine, so what I'll do is I will come to you. I will have this place where we'll meet. And that's where we're able to find everything. Hashem comes as part of the package deal. When the Torah was given to Bnei Yisrael, Hashem says, I'm part of the package deal. I'm in there with you. Okay, and it's a whole new way of understanding our relationship with Hashem between Torah and the Beis HaMikdash. You see the connection. Why did Hashem command building a Beis HaMikdash? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I want to be there when you're learning Torah. I want to be there when you're connected. I don't want to be removed from it. I want to be there too. I want you to come to me. And that shows us the connection that when people didn't value Torah, the Beis HaMikdash couldn't stand because the two are tied together. The two are very related. The Beis HaMikdash is there because Hashem says, I want to be with you when you are learning Torah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, he gave them a certain energy that they could bring, a certain light and the power. Yerushalmi says it could even be Machriya the Das Elyon, right? It could even help HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide certain things. What a wild thing that it could help HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide. So let's review what we said so far. At the beginning of the shir, I talked about how Yontif is different than Shabbos because Yontif is our work and the things that are our work last forever. We said that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why the Kedusha of Yontif is forever, it's eternal. And the Kedusha, even though there's no building of a Beis HaMikdash anymore, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is still there. By the way, I saw beautiful Dvar Torah from Rav Leibel Eger. Rav Leibel Eger says, when you have a Shabbos that's Tisha B'Av, how come you don't fast? When it's Yom Kippur that's Shabbos, we fast. But how come when it's a Shabbos of Tisha B'Av, we don't fast? On the contrary, we even make a big Suda when it's a Shabbos of Yontif. Shabbos of Tisha B'Av, says Rav Leibel Eger, because the Kedusha of Shabbos lets you realize the Beis HaMikdash was never really destroyed. You might not see the building anymore, but the Etzem Kedusha is still there. It's still there. So that's the same idea, that a person has to realize the effort that they put into Torah, that's still there, that didn't leave, that never went anywhere. So says the Gemara in Gittin, 60b, going back to the screen, here we go. The Gemara says, Lo karas HaKadosh Baruch Hu bris im Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not make a deal with Bnei Yisrael except for the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the Gemara, the Mishnah. Al pi advarim ha'eile karsias ha'bris ves Yisrael. I made a covenant with you and with Yisrael. Right here it is, source 10. I made a covenant and I made a deal over these things. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I made a deal with you at that moment. Okay? I made a deal. So now, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I made a deal with the Torah Shebaal Peh? Why Torah Shebaal Peh? You know what Torah Shebaal Peh is, the Gemara and the Mishnah, why it's different than Torah? See, the Torah is written out. Every word is already there. You can't change it. It's there. It's written out. It is what it is already. It says, the Pasuk, Reishis bara Elokim es haShamayim ves haaretz. But you know what Torah Shebaal Peh is, the Gemara, the Mishnah, the oral law? It's the teachings that you learn new, that keep growing and developing. The definition of Torah Shebaal Peh did not end. It's not over. It keeps getting written. Every day that a new Dvar Torah is said, that is a new idea that's brought into the world, right? That's a new idea that's brought into the world, and therefore it's able to manifest. It's able to manifest, and because of that, because you have these new ideas that come into the world, Torah Shebaal Peh has never closed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's why I made my deal with you over the Torah Shebaal Peh. It's a deep idea. Let me explain that a little better. The written Torah is finite. It's written, it's done, it's finished. The Torah Shebaal Peh is the great thing to make a deal with because it needs our constant work to keep working on it. We need to keep building towards it. We need to keep growing in it. And therefore, because of it, it never ends. And that's our deal in Hashem. Anytime that you share a new thought, a new idea that you develop, or that you have a twist on a Dvar Torah, you're adding on to the Torah Shebaal Peh. You're working on building it. And that stays forever with the people. That kind of bris can never end. There's nothing that could terminate that bris. That bris always stays with us. It always grows with us. And it's always there for eternal. La'ad olam. It's always there. It's always there. It's an incredible thing about the Torah Shebaal Peh, about Chidushim. You know, Moshe gave to Bnei Yisrael the ability to learn Torah in this way. Right? He gave them this incredible ability to learn Torah this way. And the Emek Dover of the Netziv, on Parshas Tetzaveh, says that the influence of Torah among the Jewish people comes to us through two kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. The Aron, that held the Torah, and the menorah, which is wisdom. But they're very different. The Aron symbolizes Torah HaMesura MiSinai, the Torah that comes to us from Har Sinai, which has the Luchos. But the menorah symbolizes the koach of Chiddush, of new ideas, of innovating, of pilpul, of coming up with a new thought, a new influence, a new idea to share in Torah. So again, the Aaron is the Luchos, it's the fixed Torah, it's the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, the Tanakh. But all the discussions that grow around that, that's the menorah. That's the menorah. And by the way, it's interesting. Rav Asher Weiss adds that the menorah was the only kli literally made by Moshe. Right? It's the only kli that was literally hand by hand made by Moshe Rabbeinu. It's perfect because Moshe was the one who brought us the Torah. He's the one who taught us how to develop new ideas. And therefore, that kli had to be made by Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a famous Gemara, one of my favorite Gemaras, the Gemara Menachos 29b, that Moshe walks into Hashem's office like a dream state, and he sees that Hashem is sewing crowns on top of the letters. And he asks Hashem, why are you sewing crowns onto the letters? And Hashem says, in the future, there's going to be someone by the name of Rabbi Akiva. His name is Akiva ben Yosef, and he's going to learn thousands of halachas from these crowns. So I'm preparing them. So in that Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go see who Rabbi Akiva is. So Hashem takes him into the future. By the way, I've researched this a lot. It's the oldest mention ever of time travel. It's the oldest mention of time travel. And he travels into the future into Rabbi Akiva's classroom, and he's watching Rabbi Akiva, and Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't understand anything that's happening. And he comes back, and he's getting so weak. And one of the students raises their hand and asks Rabbi Akiva, where'd you get this from? Rabbi Akiva says it was a halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai. I learned it from Moshe. Moshe comes back to Hashem, and he's just blown away by Rabbi Akiva. So there's lots of questions to ask on this Gemara. But what does it mean? Moshe didn't understand. And then he heard what Rabbi Akiva was teaching was halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, a great pshat, what it means is that it was Rabbi Akiva taking all the ideas of Torah and applying it to new ideas, new inventions. Every generation has new inventions. Think about it. This idea of Corona, we had to all rethink about how the Torah applies in new ways. We had to think about, well, wait a second, what about a mechitza if someone's going to have a backyard minion? There's all these different questions that have come up now. And that's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva showed us that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the principles to apply the Torah new in every single generation. Torah never closes. It's always open. It's always growing. It's the most innovative and powerful force in the world. It can keep applying to new generations. It can keep applying to new generations. And that's the idea. Torah becomes yours. The work you put into it is your new thoughts. It's your new ideas. You become a partner in the Torah with Hashem. The deal was made with Torah Shabbat Peh. And everyone here in this room should do the best they can to start with Mishnayos. They can't get to Gemara yet. To start with something in Torah Shabbat Peh. To learn something. Even easier, Pirkei Avos. To start on some level. Because Torah Shabbat Peh represents your partnership. It's a conversation. It's a conversation. Torah is not meant to be a speech, a one-way speech. A good speech is meant to open up a conversation. It gets people, when I give a speech, I wish that people afterwards begin to have a debate about it afterwards or a conversation at their Shabbos table. Did you agree? Did you not agree? Because that's the point of Torah. The point of Torah is to open up a conversation that never ends. And that's the Torah Shabbat Peh. And that's really what we celebrate with the Siyam. With the Siyam, we celebrate this idea of completion of the Torah Shabbat Peh as it's written down, the Mishnah and the Gemara. But the truth is we never finish it. It's always continuing. It's always growing. There's always more work to do. Okay, we're now ready for the Siyam. I want to go to the end of Gemara Nida is the final Gemara, where the last Sefer in Shas is. So the Gemara in Nida, some do it differently, by the way, because the Mishnayos continue. There's different Mishnayos then, so you could end with Uktin. I like ending with the last Gemara. Gemara says, Tana Debei Eliyahu. We learned by in the base Medrash of Eliyahu, right? Eliyahu Hanavi. Kol Hashona Halachas V'chol Yom. Whoever learns Halachas every day, Muftach Lo Shehu Ben Olam Haba. You're guaranteed to be a Ben Olam Haba, a child of Olam Haba. Shenemar, as it says, Halichas Olam Lo, right? The Pasuk says, the worlds will be a... He will go in these worlds. Al tikri halichos ela halachos. The halachos, Rashi says, the Mishnahs, the Braisas, the halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai, they become your world. They become your world. That kol hashon, it's a beautiful halacha. Kol hashona halachos b'chol yom. Right? Tosus, by the way, adds here that we always want to finish with something positive. L'olam sayim b'davar tov. You don't close out a party with something depressing. You always close with something positive. And the positive is that these halachas, you finish with these halachas become your world. They become everything that your life is about. You think about it everywhere you go. Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful idea that his father and his grandfather taught him that when you see a tree, You could start thinking about all the halachic ramifications of the tree. Does it need to be separated? Can you use it in the first 3 years? Orla, all of nature, halachas everywhere. Our whole world becomes Torah Shebaal Peh. Okay, so here comes the Hadronalach. Here we go. Hadronalach Maseches, Nidav, Hadronalach, Adaitala Maseches, Nidav, Elav, Sashem, Maseches, Nidav, Adronalach, Maseches, Nidav, Lo, Ba'al, Medease. Hadronalach Maseches, Nidav, Adronalach, Adaitalach, Sashem, Nidav, Adronalach, Sashem, Maseches, Nidav, Lo, Sashem, Nidav, Lo, Ba'al, Medease. Hadronalach Maseches, Nidav, Vishas, Hadronalach, Daitalach, Maseches, Nidav, Vishas, Vidaitalach, Sashem, Maseches, Nidav, Vishas, Lo, Sashem, Nidav, Lo, Ba'al, Medem, Lo, Ba'al, Medease. Yehi Ratzom Fanecha, and I will have a Sainish Tator, Skam, and a Sainu, Ba'olam Hazeh. Utehe Imanul Lombah, Hanina Bar Papa, Rami Bar Papa, Nach Bar Papa, Chai Bar Papa, Mori Bar Papa, Raf Bar Papa, Rachish Bar Surcha Bar Papa, Ada Bar Papa, Dar Bar Papa, Arevna Adonai Eloheinu is Divrei Torascha, Fina Bias Amcha Beisrael, Bnei Kulanu Nachnu, Betitzena Tzedem Kha Yisrael, Kulanu Yesher Mechle Dorzecha, May Oivai Techakmeni Mitzasecha, Kilmi Li, Yehi Libi Tamim Chukecha, Laman Lo Evosh, Laolam Lo Ishkach, Pikudecha, Kivam Chiesani, Baruch atah Adonai lamdeni chokecha, amen, 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 salavat. Modim anachdu lefanecha, naivel avasenu, shesam t'chalkeinu miyoshvei beis ha-medrash, velo sam t'chalkeinu miyoshvei karnos, she'anu mashkimim behem mashkim, anu mashkim divrei Torah, heim mashkim ledvarim betelim, anu amelim behem amelim, anu amelim kamaskar behem kamaskar, anu ratzim behem ratzim, anu ratzim lechayel haba, hey razar shachas, shenem ratem Elohim tarideim, lever shachas, an sheidom, umirma, lo yachtu yameim, bani bach. We say at the end, this last paragraph right now, the Hiratzom Ofanecha, we say, Kishem Shazartani, just like you have helped me, Hashem. And a special thank you to all, everyone, my entire family, and all those who have supported and making sure that I'm able to learn, that they're part of the Azara as well. They are part of the support. They are part of the, all part of that. And once again, it's really, I'm filled with, I look forward to doing this each year, but especially to be able to do it in honor of my late uncle. And, always at his table, whenever I was at his table, my aunt is here, my aunt Carrie's here, but always when I was at their Shabbos table, always would be asking me for a Dvar Torah, what does the rabbi have to say? And that's what it's about. It's about Ezra Satorah. It's about supporting Torah. It's encouraging that Torah. And that's what we say. Yehi Ratzom Ofanecha, Nayalai Kishem, Shazartani, L'sayim Maseches, Nidav Vishas, Kain Tazreni Lahatchil Masechtas is Farim Achayim Losayim Lum Lam Nishmar Lasos Ulkayim is called Divrei Talmud Tarsecha Beava Uschus called Tanaim Amurayim Tanacham Yamed Lizari Shlomo Tamish Tarsech Mipim Bizari Zara Adolam Diskayim Bibit Alecha Tanacha Sach Meshachat Nishmar Lecha Vakitzosi Hitisichecha Kibir Mecha Vasibos Haskayim Orech Yamim Minim is Smola Osher Vachavod Nayos Lamoitena Denaya Vrecha Samova Shalom. Rav Schechter told me that a siyum on Zoom counts as a sudas mitzvah. You're a real siyum and a sudas mitzvah. So everyone enjoy and have a sudas mitzvah at your own homes. And mazel tov to you all. And I thank you all for listening today and joining in. Everyone learn something extra today. Learn something extra in Shavuos and begin your journey through Torah. Take care and have a great Yom Tov.